This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The scarcity of those chips for appliances and oh so much more is holding up construction projects. And as we told you last week, so too is a shortage of building materials, lumber in particular. Retailers that carry that kind of thing are doing real well so far this year. Home Depot and Lowe's just reported solid first quarter profits, thank you. But think for a second about what short supply means. Retailers don't have enough product to meet demand. Yes, they can raise prices. We talked about pricing power the other day, and a lot of retailers have. But customers do have some limits, you know. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra gives us the Econ 101 on this.
Ed Carroll and his wife bought a house in Cleveland in March, and they were hoping to build a fence in the yard so their dogs could run around.
We do have a fence there now, but it's not a great one. They have actually been able to get out of it before.
He also wanted to build shelves for some collectibles, video games and bobblehead dolls. Then they found out the price of lumber.
It would have been easily like $200-$300 to build a couple of the shelves that we wanted to.
Never mind what the fence would have cost. So they're going without both for now. The collectibles are still sitting in a cardboard box. Here's the conundrum retailers are facing. On the one hand, demand's not a bad thing. Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC.
You're much better off with the retailers having too much demand than too little demand.
But when demand is high, suppliers, manufacturers, lumber mills can raise the prices they charge retailers, and they have. Joel Rampolt at the consulting firm Alex Partners says for retailers, then,
classical economics would say, well, your costs are going up and there's more demand in the marketplace. No problem. Just raise your prices.
But practically speaking, yes, problem.
The retailers can only go so far in raising prices before they start really angering their customers and damaging their own price perceptions.
Part of this has to do with how flexible customers are. If they need lumber for the frame of their house, maybe it's urgent. If they're browsing for dishwashers, maybe they decide to start hand washing. Yesterday, a Home Depot executive was talking about lumber and said basically, at this moment, it is hard to predict how many customers will be willing to walk away or at what price. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.